But what that process brought to my attention was the fact that even if the Attorney General had chosen the correct path to appoint a special prosecutor, it would have been he, the Attorney General, with the conflict or perceived conflict of interest, that himself would have selected the special prosecutor. My statute removes the Attorney General from that process and sets forth a procedure by which the Attorney General's request for a special prosecutor would be forwarded to a three-judge panel made up of the presiding justice of the Superior Court and the chief justices of the Family and District Court to appoint a special prosecutor so that we can be assured in the future that when I or any future Attorney General believes that themselves or the office is conflicted from the handling of a prosecution, that there will be an independent and a trusted group of individuals that can select that prosecutor to go forth and to handle that case to ensure that the people of Rhode Island have before them an individual that will prosecute it to the fullest extent and without any concern of political involvement.